Close to 100 members of the Bahamas Customs Immigration and Allied Workers Union took over the Nassau Guardians parking lot this morning. They were hoping to have a word with Labor Minister Dion Folks, who was a guest on Guardian radio talk show Darryl Miller Live. On Friday, Folks revealed that he had referred their matter to the Industrial Tribunal, ending their strike. He said at the time that if customs and immigration officers did not return to work, there would be consequences. Well, their strike action continued today. Union trustee Alma Wim says they will continue to take action until the government addresses their calls for a proper shift system and compensation.
The minister and the government missed the boat by a mile. The boat has already taken off from the dock and they're still trying to get on. Okay? Those are the two contentious issues in there, and we will not go back until they're resolved, or like Mrs. Smith said, until the tribunal sent us back to work. We will not go back because the minister threatened us.
Yeah.
If you want to cut our pay, the court is there to remedy any system that goes wrong for us. We've always been legal. We continue to be legal.
Union Vice President Sloan Smith insists his members are not defying the minister's orders by continuing to strike because the government did not do its due diligence.
The problem is what he has not said, and what our attorneys nor have we received is an originating application that pretty much says who the respondents are, who the defendants are. Neither did we get a certificate of referral that would say to us and our attorneys that yes, that document is officially lodged there. All we see today, and all he has said to us, is he intends to do something. There's no proof of that happening. And if in fact there's proof of it happening, then so be it. We will go to the tribunal.
Folks has said the main issues customs and immigration officers have been pushing were never mentioned in their February meeting with Prime Minister Ingram or in the trade dispute they filed. However, Smith says they were listed under job and wage description, shift premium, and health and safety. He accused the government of addressing the minor issues and ignoring the major ones. Vonique Toot, Guardian News Network.